Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey there, Stoic Squad. Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of wisdom and real talk. Do you ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of burdens? Not the fun kind, the heavy, emotional ones that weigh you down. Today, we're diving into something powerful. The power of forgiveness and letting go. Trust me, this isn't about condoning bad behavior. It's about freeing yourself from the chains of past hurts. It's about recognizing that holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Now, let's be real, forgiveness ain't easy. It takes courage, self-awareness, and a whole lot of grit. But the rewards, they are immense. Think about it. Carrying around anger and bitterness just hurts you in the long run. It affects your sleep, your relationships, even your physical health. You know that feeling when your stomach churns every time you think about a past grievance. That's your body screaming at you to let go. Here are five key takeaways to help you unlock this incredible power. First off, understand that forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. It's not saying what they did was okay, it's acknowledging that holding onto the pain is hurting you more than it's hurting them. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself a chance to break free from the past and move forward with clarity and peace. Think of it like ripping off a band-aid. It might sting for a second, but you feel so much lighter afterwards. Second, forgiveness doesn't happen overnight. It's a process, a journey. Be patient with yourself, allow yourself to feel the emotions, acknowledge the hurt, but don't let them consume you. Picture it like this. Imagine your anger and resentment as a knot in your chest. You can try to force it apart, but that usually just makes things worse. Instead, focus on gently untying each strand of that knot, one by one. Third, practice empathy. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. Understand their motivations, their struggles. It doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you gain perspective and compassion. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles, carrying their own burdens. Fourth, let go of expectations. Forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation or forgetting what happened. It simply means releasing the grip that anger and resentment has on your heart and mind. Don't expect an apology, don't expect things to magically change overnight. Just focus on releasing yourself from the burden. And lastly, practice gratitude. Focus on the good in your life, the people who love and support you, the experiences that bring you joy. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to negativity. When you focus on what you have instead of what you've lost, it shifts your entire perspective. Let me tell you about this friend of mine, Sarah. She had this huge falling out with her best friend from high school, and for years, she held on to the anger and resentment. It affected everything. Her relationships, her work, even her self-esteem. One day, she realized that holding on to all that pain was only hurting herself. So, she decided to forgive her friend, not because what happened was okay, but because it was time for her to let go of the baggage. It wasn't easy, but as Sarah started to practice forgiveness, she felt a shift within herself. The anger began to dissipate, replaced by a sense of peace and freedom. She could finally move forward with her life, focusing on building new relationships and creating positive experiences. Forgiveness didn't erase the past, but it gave her the power to choose how she would react to it. So remember, forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. It's a gift you give yourself a chance to heal, grow, and live a more fulfilling life. Start by acknowledging the pain, practice empathy, let go of expectations, and focus on gratitude. These small steps can lead to monumental changes in your life. Ready to embrace this powerful shift? Take a moment right now to think about someone you need to forgive. Maybe it's yourself, maybe it's someone who hurt you deeply. Imagine releasing that anger and resentment. What would that feel like? That sense of lightness, of freedom, that's the power of forgiveness waiting for you. Don't just listen to this podcast, live it. Share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media using #StoicStateOfMind. And remember, we're in this together. Let's cultivate a world where forgiveness is not just a word, but a way of life. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.